The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Standing Room Only presents Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent, Kathy Rollins. Listen here for the tops in entertainment talk. Get the lowdown on people in the biz, entertainment locally, film, music and TV in production, and advice for newcomers. How to get started. To take your part and be a star, call toll-free 1-888-565-1470. And now, let's take our mark, get ready, and action. Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins.
All right. Well, welcome to Radio Showtime. This is Kathy Rollins, and welcome. We have a wonderful show, another wonderful show lined up for you, and also some information on things that are going on around town. Today or tonight, we're going to, I guess, our David Moulamans. David is a wonderful actor, mostly a singer, but he's in a lot of musical shows, and he is a marvelous singer, and he's got so many wonderful things going on. We're going to hear from him. We're also going to hear from a really unique and excellent fusion jazz group called Sound of Vision. Sound of Vision is another amazing group of artists, and their pianist and keyboard and one of the creators is Valerio Cantori, and he's going to be on. And then later on, we're going to hear from funny man Dick Capri. Dick Capri is one of those, he's from Reading, Pennsylvania. His entire career is devoted to comedy. He writes his own comedy, and he's performed for many celebrities like Liza Minnelli and Engelbert Humperdinck. I think he was opening act for Engelbert for years, Frank Sinatra, and many, many others. So we're going to chat with them, and I think you're going to have a good time. I'd like to tell you about some shows coming up that are going on here in Fort Lauderdale. Before we get started, the Nick's Italian Restaurant, if you haven't been to Nick's, and if you love Italian food and you love Italian food prepared very, very well, you must go to Nick's Italian Restaurant. It's located at 3496 North Ocean Boulevard on A1A, just north of Oakland Park Boulevard, south of Commercial. And there's going to be a show there. We have a new date of Sunday, December 8th, a dinner show at 7 p.m. Sunday evening, December 8th, 7 p.m., the Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding, which is an amazing, fun show. It's a Jewish-Italian comedy wedding. It's interactive. It's just like a regular wedding, only funnier. There's a ceremony and then a reception with a lot of dancing and singing and so forth. And the dinner and show is only $45. A sit-down serve. They have a multiple menu that you order off of. There, and it's for a dinner show. Tax and tip is included, and they have, of course, a wonderful bar and an amazing dance floor. So that's the Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding. And December 8th is an interesting date because it's just when Hanukkah is finishing. The Christmas parties are sort of beginning. So if you have a company group, maybe not a large company group, and you want to have your company party, join us. Come to the Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding. We'll arrange a table for you, and I know you'll have a great time. We also have coming up on Sunday, Standing Room Only Productions has on Sunday, November 17th at 5 o'clock, a dinner show in Boynton Beach, and that's going to be at Celebrations. Celebrations is a wonderful structure. It's a beautiful building. It's an Addison Meisner historical building built in 1926, completely restored, and it's a two-story structure, and they have an amazing theater upstairs. And there's going to be a dinner show, 5 o'clock dinner, 6:30 show, and the play, it's going to be a play that evening, Social Security, the comedy play, and that's only $35 for the dinner show, and inclusive for everything. So we'd like you to make a note of that. The Young at Heart Expo, the Young at Heart event. This is a wonderful, wonderful event going to be Thursday, October 31st at the South County Civic Center in Delray. Open to the public, totally free. They have about 300 what I call tabletops of different bits of information, travel, health information on hospitals and services and all kinds of things. And they have complimentary breakfasts, and they're always serving food there. But it's open to the public, and it's a day to get a lot of information. And they have some seminars scheduled throughout the day. It's from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m., and that's at the South County Civic Center, the Young at Heart. And that is coordinated and sponsored by the Forum Publishing Group. If you are interested in calling our show and asking any one of our guests something, feel free to. The number here is 1-888-565-1470, 1-888-565-1470. And I want to welcome also, we have a sponsor for our show, another sponsor for our show, and that's Paradise Bank, and you're going to be hearing from them during our commercial breaks. I think we have our first guest on the line. I have to tell you about David Mulemans. He's from Appleton, Wisconsin, and he's certainly prepared for all the excitement that's going on in his career these days, which you're going to hear about. He studied there at the Lawrence Conservatory of Music, and he began performing at a very, very young age. He knew early on what he wanted to do. We're going to play some excerpts of some of his music, and welcome to Radio Showtime, David Mulemans. Hello.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Fine. How are you? You sound so nice and loud and clear. That's great. So how's everything going?
Things are going great, and I'm delighted to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You're such a nice, wonderful person, and you do such a wonderful job when you perform. And I'm so happy for you with all the exciting things that are going on right now.
Oh, it just seems this is the time for good stuff. I'm going to just stand here with my smile on my face and say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're quite a guy. Well, before we get into our chat, I'd like to play one of the cuts on the CD that I have of you so they can our listeners can hear some of your fine, fine voice. So here's David Mulemans. So beautiful, so beautiful. So listen now. We have several things we want to cover. Now I understand right now. You have your regular show that you're doing all the time. You are currently in a show this week or these days. What's this? The Monster at the Empire Stage. What is that show about?
Yes, it's the Monster Project. It's four one-act plays by a Miami playwright named Brian Harris, who actually was in New York for quite a while and won some awards for his playwriting work. This is produced by the play group and Empire Stage. They called me and asked me if I was interested in doing a straight play, and I'm having just a wonderful time with a really talented comedic cast and four little plays that will surprise the audience at every turn.
Okay, and that is running currently for this week and next week, is that correct?
Yes, we run Thursday through Sunday this week and the following week at Empire Stage.
So if people just look up the Empire Stage, it's on Flagler Street, just off Sunrise, just south of Sunrise Boulevard, correct?
That's correct, and tickets are available at smarttix.com.
Okay. Now, I know over the years you've performed in New York, you've performed in London, and other various spots around the country. Because of one of your performances, I think, at Don't Tell Mamas, that's about a year ago, would you say?
Actually, it was 2 years ago. Don't tell Mama.
That already? Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Time seems like, it seems like yesterday. Okay. Now, because of that, I want to bring together the connection about Sally Mays and Phil Hinton and Dennis Buck, about that, the association.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, I had worked a little bit with Sally Mays to prepare for this show for Don't Tell Mama. Mm-hmm. And we'd hired an accompanist from New York who sadly had to be replaced the night before the show.
Okay.
So one of the contacts I'd gained through Sally said, call Dennis Buck, who plays for just some of the most amazing performers in New York City. And we had the great good fortune that he was available to play the show for me at the last minute like that.
And through that association, you and they are part of a group where you are, it's a class or a seminar where you're teaching acting acting through singing, or how to present your song with theatrical aspects.
Yes, what came out of it was I'd actually invited Sally to help me to continue to work on some projects personally.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to share the wealth with some of the other Fort Lauderdale singers. I network a lot with a lot of the condo performers and mm-hmm. rave performers. And Sally had this idea that she wanted to work with the singers in several cities around the country. And we were lucky that she wanted to be here with us. But she comes down quarterly to work with Phil Hinton, and she will give coaching in a class setting, a master class, mm-hmm. as well as individual private coachings.
Now, that's going to go on in November, is that correct, the next one?
Yes, we're looking at, it looks like it will be the weekend of November 8th.
Okay, and how can people get information if they are interested in knowing about the seminar and possibly participating? Is there a place they can call or a website?
It probably won't be posted on a website, but they certainly could contact me.
All right. And your website is?
It's my name. It's davidmullemans.com. Mm-hmm. Mullemans is M-E-U-L-E-M-A-N-S.
Great. Okay, now, in addition to that, you, because of your connection with David Kent, you met David Kent in London, and you have worked together before. David Kent is a well-known actor, director, songwriter, arranger, and you and he are working on an amazing, amazing project, which I'd like you to tell our listeners about.
Oh, yes, I'm on this feeling about this. David Kent was just here in Fort Lauderdale for the past week or so. What he wants to do is write a new musical for me, specifically for me.
Wow.
To play on the West End in London, that will bookend a show that he wrote just this past year that's played on the West End already, a short musical. Both are about an hour in length. And in this one, I get to play an interesting character who may not be completely sane, but he certainly celebrates his life.
What kind of a cast is you are the lead, but what kind of an ensemble cast is how many characters?
It looks like it will be a 3-member cast. Mm-hmm. What we're hoping to do is cast locally here for someone who would play my wife,
mm-hmm.
and an actor who would play a nephew.
Mm-hmm. And this is a musical, of course.
It's a musical. Both characters would very likely have their own songs, and certainly there'd be some ensemble things. The exciting thing about that is that we really plan to take this show to London, so I'm looking forward
to it. That is so exciting. I want to play the other number I have of you so our listeners could see your range, my dear. David Mullemans.
I'm gonna live till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take the town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live until I die. They're gonna say, what a guy. I'm gonna play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live until I die. the blues, I'll lay low. I'll make them stay low.
All right, and that is just what you are doing. David, I'm so happy. I really am so happy because I know you also off stage, and you're such a wonderful, charming, polite, nice person, and all these nice things happening couldn't happen to a nicer person, aside from your wonderful...
You are so sweet. Thank you so much.
It's true, and everybody says that about you. So his name is David Mulemans, M-E-U-L-E-M-A-N-S. David Mulemans. So go to davidmulemans.com or call Standing Room Only. He is marvelous. He does a wonderful, wonderful show, and we're going to be hearing more about you in months and weeks and years to come. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Showtime, David.
Oh, Kathy, it's been my pleasure, and thank you for inviting me again and for all your kindness.
Thank you. All right, David Mulemans. All right, we have some messages from our sponsors, and we'll be back, and I will introduce you to Valerio Cantori.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rawlings, CEO of Standing Room Only Productions. We provide entertainment for private parties, corporate events, or fundraisers. Everything from a single musician to a full orchestra. Vocalists, dancers, comedians. We also provide interactive entertainment like murder mysteries, comedy weddings, and Broadway comedy plays. For personal attention to your special event, call 954-791-7555 or check out our website, KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Or give me a call and I will help you personally arrange that very special event, 954-791-7555. Thank you.
It's an experience unmatched in the world of banking. We call it Paradise Bank. Paradise Bank can make banking simple so you can carry out your day-to-day banking both quickly and conveniently. A majority of their products and services have been developed with a considerable input from their customers and business owners and CFOs. Welcome to Paradise. Listening to their customers is an integral part of the Paradise culture and charm. After all, banking should be and is a people business with Paradise. As a result, their full line of business and personal products are designed to meet your individual needs. A very strong local bank that excels in personalized service and puts the customer first. They deserve the name Paradise. Come and see the difference in Boca, Fort Lauderdale, and Delray. Call their main office at 561-392-5444. 561-392-5444. Member FDIC. See the difference in Paradise.
Okay, we are back. Thank you to our sponsors. Well, if you love jazz, or even if you like jazz, you're not going to get any better than my next guest, and his group is called Sound of Vision. His name is Valerio Cantori. He and his partner, Orlando Machado, they set forth the first milestone of their ambitious project to create a fusion band that could capture the multicultural sound of South Florida, and boy, did they do that. He's my guest now, and you're going to meet him, and we're going to hear some excerpts from their CD, which is titled Sound of Vision, Better Off Live. Welcome to Radio Showtime, Valerio Cantori. Hello, Valerio?
Hey, Casey.
Valerio, is that you? Can you hear me?
Yes, it is me.
Oh, with a charming, sexy Italian voice. My heavens.
Oh, thank you
you're
for
going
that.
To, you're
going
to, you're going to make everybody crazy. So, Valerio, now, which part of Italy are you from?
I'm from Bologna. This city might not be very well known, but that's basically where all the action is.
Is Bologna off the Po River? Does that flow through Bologna?
That's close to the Po River, probably like about Yeah, half an hour, 1 hour from the pole.
That's,
yes,
it's a beautiful area.
That's northern Italy. Yes.
Okay. So you are a musician, wall to wall musician. You love, love, love what you do, and your creation of Sound of Vision. Now, Better Off Live, the title of this CD. You did that. You collaborated with your partner, Orlando Machado, correct?
Yes. This was like this was a project. Was like an idea that we nurture together, and we were thinking about many possible different names for the first album, and then that's something that we started to go out and play a few festivals around Florida and actually recording the stuff that we were doing, and then we decided, you know what, probably the best idea is just like to make a collection of the best takes and just calling the album Better Off Live.
Okay.
So nothing can really tell better about us than the music that we actually play when we perform in front of people.
Right. Now, you play the like standard jazz, but you also play the fusion, the avant-garde jazz, correct? And I picked off three that I wanted our listeners to hear, and these are actually compositions of yours, correct?
Most of the composition are like me and Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I think only one of my own composition on the album. May I ask you which title have you picked from the album, Katie?
Well, we're going to do number three. Isn't It Blues?
That's actually my own composition. That's
okay.
That's the one that I have already written before.
Well, let's play a piece of that. Let's play a piece of that so our listeners could hear the quality of your music.
All right, thank you, Katie.
Okay, here we go. I'd like to mention the names of everyone in your group so they know what they're hearing here. We have, of course, Valeria Cantori's piano and keyboards. Orlando Machado is drums and percussion. You have Scott Klarman, K-L-A-R, Scott Klarman, soprano, alto, tenor, sax, and flute. Aaron Lebos. Libos?
Yes, he was with us at the time that we did the first recording.
He's on guitar, and you have Hector Gomez on percussion.
Mm-hmm,
yes. And Gabriel Vivas, bass.
On bass.
Yeah. So this labor of love, how long did it take to you to put the collection together and actually record this?
A couple of hours.
Really? Mass produced. Well, that certainly doesn't seem mass produced because on this CD there are 13 amazing selections that I want. Like I said, I picked three.
We came to this decision after a long process. We were like recording stuff in the studio and experimented different versions and of our tunes, and then we had this. As I said, like takes that we were recording doing our performances, and we just decided they had more energy than anything we could do in the studio because we love to perform for the people, and people interaction is necessary.
Right. Well, listen,
that you need to have when you play this kind of music.
Well, this entire album, of course, is live. I want to play a number six, A Love Tale, which is a composition by you and Orlando Machado, okay?
That's actually original Orlando's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of worked together a little bit. We wrote a bridge for this composition. We started performing it live, and we liked it, and I'm very glad you picked this tune.
Good.
Well.
Okay, number six, here we go. Thank you. wish we could play the whole thing. So now, if anyone's interested in acquiring a copy of this, it's your website is Sound of Vision, right? S-O-U-N-D.
Soundofvision.com. They can also go on iTunes and just click on, type in Sound of Vision, or type in Better of Life, and our album is going to come out. That's also possible. That's also possible to order a copy through CD Baby, for who likes to have a physical copy of the CD. Or, if I may suggest, probably the easiest thing to do if you live in the Fort Lauderdale area, we do perform regularly every Thursday night at Blue Jean Blues.
Yes,
it's like Oakland and A1A, and we always have some copies of our CD with us, and we can also sign, you know, all of them if you like.
It's a beautiful album because you get a beautiful array of pictures here of all the musicians, and it's a really a quality product. Yes. Now, Blue Jean Blues is in Fort Lauderdale. It's on A1A for those who do not know. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to go. It's just north of Oakland Park Boulevard, and I think the crossing street is 32nd. Is that correct?
No, it's actually 33rd Street.
Oh, so you just go north on A1A from Oakland Park Boulevard, and at 33rd you make a left.
Yeah, a couple of blocks north of Oakland Beach.
It's on the south side of the street. It's called Blue Jean Blues. It's a really neat sized club. It's very informal. There's no cover. You're there, what, 8 until 11 on Thursdays?
8:30 until 12:30 every Thursday night. We've been there for about 4 years now. We were there at the very beginning of the place, and the only band that is left from there, from when the place started.
Well, now you also do a lot of corporate events and a lot of private parties over the years, but you are really and truly, and your entire group and Sound of Vision are very dedicated, serious performers, and they're all multi-ethnic cultures. Everyone's kind of a little bit of everything there.
That's another idea. I think that's an important concept that we try to
absolutely.
Operate when we founded the band, because we wanted this music to be jazz, to be creative, have a lot of space for improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we want the music to have, for example, some kind of, let's call it like a Latin accent, which would also talk about the area, about the mood of the place where we live, which is South Florida.
Exactly.
It's a very strong...
Which brings me to the third selection I chose, number 11, Something Caliente. And this is also,
I'm glad you picked that one.
This is a collaboration of yours again and Orlando Machado. Something Caliente, number 11. Before, it doesn't get any better than that.
I love that too. Thank you, Kate.
It's true. The group is it's Sound of Vision. Better Off Live is the name of the CD. Sound of Vision. My guest is Valeria Cantori. Valeria, continued success. You are a wonderful musician. I think your group is sensational. And again, if anyone would love to hear them in person, go to Blue Jean Blues any Thursday night, 8 to 11, and you will be knocked off your feet with Sound of Vision. Thank you
absolutely.
So much. Thank you, Valerio. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. All right, so we're going to have a few messages from our sponsors, and then you're going to meet Dick Capri, funny man. We'll be right back.
Three words define excellence in entertainment. Standing room only. Those same three words are your ticket to the finest and widest variety of entertainers for your next party or event. Founded and led by the amazing Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions is a licensed, bonded, and insured full-service entertainment company operating in South Florida since 1982. SRO's lineup of performers is unmatched and ranges from a DJ to an entire orchestra, from an MC to a full ensemble production, and includes specialties such as ventriloquists, magicians, belly dancers. If it's been on stage, SRO has it. They can even produce and direct your show using your group as the talent. Nothing tops a standing room only show. Call Kathy now at 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. Or visit the website at KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Standing Room Only Productions.
It's an experience unmatched in the world of banking. We call it Paradise Bank. Paradise Bank can make banking simple so you can carry out your day-to-day banking both quickly and conveniently. A majority of their products and services have been developed with a considerable input from their customers and business owners and CFOs. Welcome to Paradise. Listening to their customers is an integral part of the Paradise culture and charm. After all, banking should be and is a people business with Paradise. As a result, their full line of business and personal products are designed to meet your individual needs. A very strong local bank that excels in personalized service and puts the customer first. They deserve the name Paradise. Come and see the difference in Boca, Fort Lauderdale, and Delray. Call their main office at 561-392-5444. 561-392-5444. Member FDIC. See the difference in Paradise.
Okay, we are back to Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins. And my next guest is an amazing entertainer. He's from Reading, Pennsylvania. He knew right at the get-go he was going to be a funny guy because I understand he worked for his dad. And he was a clerk in the dad's grocery store, if I have it right. And I guess after all the customers would leave, he would start imitating them and mimicking them. And when the material ran out, he decided to start off on his major career, and he certainly did not make a mistake because he is amazing. I have seen him perform, and he's the master. Timing is just superb. He's been the opening act for Engelbert Humperdinck for many, many years. He's worked with Frank Sinatra and Liza Minnelli and Joan Rivers, and he's been on Broadway, and I am very honored to have him on Radio Showtime. Welcome, Dick Capri.
Hello.
Oh, you have a British accent now.
Hello. Kathy with a C.
Yes, the amazing Kathy Rollins.
A lot of C's tonight.
A lot of C's.
Nice
Capri, right. Capri. Yeah, right. So listen, I'm so honored. Thank you to our mutual friend, Jerry Grant, for getting you for me.
Well, he's a lovely guy.
He loves you. He loves you.
He's just a lovely guy. He called me and he said, "Would you like to do the show?" I said, "Of course, I would like to do the show."
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, he's a sweetheart, and you are too for taking time out of your busy schedule. So now, my dear, I mean, when you started out, when you left your father's store after imitating all those customers. What did you do? You went to New York? You were in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I went to, but this was early. This was early when show business was show business, because it's not show business anymore. I am so disappointed, you know. I grew up in the show business era with Alan King and Buddy Hackett and all the wonderful, wonderful comedians. And today, you know, I don't understand the young comedians. I don't know what they do. I felt I was trying to get into the real
essence of showbiz, right, at the time. So you went to New York and
I went to New York and I auditioned for everything I possibly could, and I became a professional amateur. They had amateur shows all over, And they paid you, you know, they paid you $2 to show up, so, and if you won the contest, you would get $5.
So tell me something, just a little bit of background. Were you an only child, or did you have other members of the family that were...
I was an only child until I left home, and my Italian mother and father didn't have anyone to spoil, so my mother had another child 20 years after.
Are you serious?
When I was 20, she had another child.
Isn't that amazing? And did that other child...
I went home, and I never grew up with my brother. I'm very close to him now, but we never grew up together. So,
that is amazing.
You know,
now, were your parents theatrical? Were they funny? Who do you think you got the genes from? Who do you think you got the comedy gene from?
Well, my father was an amateur actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did amateur shows, all in Italian, of course.
Right. Oh.
You know, and it was amazing because he was in a show called Abraham Lincoln.
What,
and it was all in Italian.
Were your parents from Italy?
My father was from Reggio Calabria.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was American. She was Italian-American.
Right, right. Oh, okay. So how long did you struggle? I mean, because you were probably funny from the get-go, and you auditioned?
I learned, I came confused. I did impressions, awful impressions. I was Peter Lorre, Groucho Marx, you know, in those days. And they liked impressions, and I did impressions. And then everyone told me that I was, you know, finally signed with, get rid of the impressions. Today you have to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tried to be myself all these years. You know,
so,
I finally got to be myself.
You do a good self. You do a good self. So did you start?
I made a good living. I was on Broadway for a year and a half. I worked with every major star. And I'm still working. In fact, I'm going to Atlantic City for Columbus Day. I'm at the new Atlantic Hotel,
mm-hmm.
which I've never seen, you know, because everything changes.
So tell me something. Did you always write?
I'm opening on Friday and Saturday with two other Italian performers. I, not that I do Italian. You know, because I didn't even know I was Italian when I was a kid. I thought everybody had purple furniture.
So the other Italian actors or performers, are they people we know? I mean, are you opening or working like an ensemble?
I don't know. They're one's a singer, one's a comedian.
But you're the star.
You know, and they're fine performers.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure you've only worked with, I mean, you're a quality performer. You perform with all many, many major stars.
I work with them all. I work with Frank Sinatra, and
yes.
And I never met him.
How did you do that?
Because this what I his regular comedian was not available, so
mm-hmm.
So his manager, who was a friend of mine, because he also managed Stephen Eady.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with Stephen Eady for years. I was their opening act. I'm so sad that she just passed away.
I know. What an amazing, amazing vocalist. Oh,
amazing,
she's the best.
Amazing singer and amazing people.
The best.
To be with. You go to dinner with them, you're laughing the whole night long. They're just... Wonderful to be with.
Yeah.
Anyway, they booked me with Frank Sinatra, and what I did not know, you know, that I go out, I do my
thing.
You know what? They have monitors all over the place. This was at the end of Mr. Sinatra's career.
Okay.
And there's monitors all over the stage, and then they said you keep working until your time is up, and there was a clock there.
Mm-hmm.
So now I did my stuff, I walk off, there's intermission. During intermission, Sinatra comes in during intermission, goes into the dressing room, puts his tie on, they introduce him, he goes out, sings his songs, My Way, off the stage, into the limo, airport, and gone. I come
Done.
On, I look around, where's Mr. Sinatra? He's gone.
So you didn't even get a picture with him or get to shake hands with him?
No picture, no nothing, no billing, no nothing.
Yeah, but
I worked with him.
But he
I
knew.
Did it twice, same thing. Outdid my act, intermission, he comes in, sings a song, into the limo, gone. He never looked at me, I never looked at him.
But he knew you opened for him. He knew that. You know he knew that.
I know it. His manager knew it. But Frank Sinatra did not know it.
Yes. But listen, I want to ask you something. When you were starting out and you were doing the impressions and you segued into the comedy, you wrote your own material? Did you always write your own material?
Well, I did some of my own stuff, but I also had comedy writers that would give me, you know, jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give me, because I didn't know about, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know you could talk about yourself.
Yeah, but you know how to present it.
I'm talking about myself. And I did have help with comedy writers.
But your timing is amazing, because I saw you a few months ago at the Coral Spring City Center Performing Arts.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was a wonderful night.
I'm not going to say anything more, but you should have been the closer. Why they made you an opener? I said he should have been the closer, because you were just had a standing ovation.
Yeah, I worked with Pete Limoncello, you know, and
I didn't say
and,
that.
And I just felt I want to let him close. It didn't matter. It didn't matter.
Right, but you were wonderful. You were wonderful, and your timing was great. I want to ask you, in all your performing, and we have to talk about Catskills on Broadway, because we know you're a very important part of that, but is it easier or more difficult to write for or perform for men or women, or is it all the same to you?
All women are tough and all men are tough. Yeah, it's better if it's mixed.
Really?
Because, if a guy's there without his wife, he's, you know, if like sometime I would work for all police and they were all alone, you know, all the guys when they're half drunk, they would work. If the woman is there, it calms the guy down.
Then that's a little bit orderly.
You know, you're a married woman, you know, your husband calms down when he's with you at dinner.
Now listen, let's talk about Catskills on Broadway. You know, in the 90s, mid-90s, that show came through here, and at the time I had a TV show, and I actually did get to interview Freddie Roman and Mousy Lawrence, and you were late. You made it to the show, but you weren't there early enough for me to interview you. But
I'm
so sorry. So now I'm so happy to have this opportunity. So that show got together. Now you, Mousy Lawrence, Freddie Roman, and there was a female in there, but they changed.
Well,
there was Julie Budd.
Marilyn Michaels was the first girl, and then she left after 6 months. And Louise Duarte.
That's the one.
Who's on the road now with Tom Conway?
Now, what about Julie Budd? Wasn't she part of the group at one time, or no? No.
But she was there the last 6 months of the show.
Okay.
And she did very well. Everybody loved her. And she's the nicest gal you ever want to meet.
So you're
a very talented woman.
That show ran on Broadway for what, 14 months? Sold out audience every time?
We ran for, about a year. Yeah, about 15 months we ran on Broadway. Then we were on the road for another year.
Mm-hmm.
And we still,
to do appearances.
In fact, we're going to Palm Springs in January.
Really?
We're doing it at the McCollum Theater in Palm Springs. And we're still, whenever they call us, whenever the phone rings, we go and do it.
Exactly. Now, what about films? I was reading your bio, but have you ever done any movies or television?
Oh, yeah. I just did a movie with Jackie Mason.
Really?
Jackie Mason's last movie was called One Angry Man. It was a takeoff on 12 Angry Men, and he was the angry guy in the courtroom scene, and I was the bailiff.
So is that coming out soon?
I would come out every now and then,
right.
And I would do funny lines through the whole movie.
And how about television?
It's called One Angry Man.
When is that coming out? Is that coming out?
It's been out, and I don't know who saw it.
Okay. Now, what about television? Now, you'd be perfect for a sitcom, but you probably wouldn't want to be tied down to something like that.
Steve Lawrence said that to me all the time.
See that?
How come you're not in a sitcom? How come everything I auditioned for,
perfect.
It was,
you would
luck
be
luck of the draw.
You need a good story line, and I think you would be perfect for that.
Okay, great. And you could be my manager, and
you
I will
got
give
it.
You 40%.
Hey, say, do you sing?
No.
You don't sing. Okay.
No, I don't.
I just wonder, because you're so talented and you're
so
wonderful.
I'm the only Italian that can't sing. No, I once sang Mona Lisa, and the price of the painting went down.
Okay. Well, listen, Dick Capri, you are amazing, and I'm so honored to have you part of our show and to share your background and knowledge and history with our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me, and I just enjoyed speaking to you, and you're a wonderful interviewer.
Oh, thank you very much. You certainly made it very easy. We'll see you again. We'll have to have you on another time. Thank you. Dick Capri, thank you so much. All right, we're going to be back after these important messages.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rawlings, CEO of Standing Room Only Productions. We provide entertainment for private parties, corporate events, or fundraisers. Everything from a single musician to a full orchestra. Vocalists, dancers, comedians. We also provide interactive entertainment like murder mysteries, comedy weddings, and Broadway comedy plays. For personal attention to your special event, call 954-791-7555 or check out our website, KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Or give me a call and I will help you personally arrange that very special event, 954-791-7555. Thank you.
It's an experience unmatched in the world of banking. We call it Paradise Bank. Paradise Bank can make banking simple so you can carry out your day-to-day banking both quickly and conveniently. A majority of their products and services have been developed with a considerable input from their customers and business owners and CFOs. Welcome to Paradise. Listening to their customers is an integral part of the Paradise culture and charm. After all, banking should be and is a people business with Paradise. As a result, their full line of business and personal products are designed to meet your individual needs. A very strong local bank that excels in personalized service and puts the customer first. They deserve the name Paradise. Come and see the difference in Boca, Fort Lauderdale, and Delray. Call their main office at 561-392-5444. 561-392-5444. Member FDIC. See the difference in Paradise.
Okay, we are back with Radio Showtime and Kathy Rawlings. And I want to thank again Dick Capri, who's so funny. And if you'd like to learn more about Dick Capri, just dickcapri.com. And you'll see his cute face and more of his talented experience. And he's just an amazing guy. I mean, you don't become the opening act for people like Frank Sinatra and Liza Minnelli and Engelbert. In fact, with Engelbert, he worked with him for years. Thank you again, Dick Capri, and dickcapri.com, and you'll see what he's all about. I do want to mention again, we have the Carlo G. Cohen Comedy Wedding coming up at Nick's Italian Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale Sunday evening, December 8th at 7 o'clock. It's a dinner show. It's in December. It's a great time of year to have a fun gathering with family and friends, so you want to book that early because that is definitely going to sell out like the other shows. There is the Social Security, a dinner show. Social Security is a play that has been on Broadway. It's a great family story about two sisters and how they deal with their mother and where mom's going to live and that kind of thing. And that's a dinner show at Celebrations in Boynton Beach on Sunday, November 17th. It's a 5 o'clock dinner, 6:30 show. It's only $35 for the dinner and the show. For information on that, 954-791-7555, 954-791-7555. And also the Young at Heart event at the South County Civic Center in Delray, Thursday, October 31st from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. They have breakfast, they have lunch, they have lots of food and snacks, they have tons of information. And you go there and they give you a little tote bag and you leave with a lot of goodies and information, and I think you're going to have a good time. A contributor to my show, our show, and part of our show is a great guy by the name of Doug LaRue, and he's his part of our show is letting us know what's happening south of the Broward border. So welcome, Doug LaRue. How are you?
Kathy, I'm fine. How are you this evening?
You sound
like a great show so far.
Thank you. Well, and it's getting better with you on it.
Yes, it is. I really enjoyed the jazz performance.
Oh.
That's just the kind of thing I like to do to listen to that type of music to chill out in the evenings after I'm done working. You know, I do radio commercially all day, every day over here.
Well, whenever you head up this side of, you know, coming up north here, you just come on a Thursday. And I'll meet you at the Blue Jean Blues. It's a very informal place, but Valerio and the group Sound Division performed there. And those were only three of the numbers that I felt gave a little balance of the different types of music, but they're master musicians.
Sounds like a date for one of these days when I get clear on that.
Okay.
Anyway, I was going to talk about venues last week, and then we kind of had to get into, because of the federal government shutdown, the impact it was having on the National Endowment of the Arts grants.
Exactly. So what's happening?
Well, nothing, because the government
shutdown, I know that,
hasn't been resolved. My friend that lives next door that still works for the Park Service is still out of work.
I know.
And all of that is directly affected. Anyway, so I did want to mention some of the venues that we have here in southern Miami-Dade County. And the reason I think it's important is people need to know where they're at and the fact that they're available. And 5 years ago, we had very little available down here. One of the ones that I'm very impressed with, and I got to do a show at about this time last year, is Pinecrest Gardens in Pinecrest, Florida. And what they have done with that, the city went and bought the former Parrot Jungle, the original 1934 property.
Yes.
And they've turned it into a public park, and they took the area where they used to do the parrot shows and taken that, what would be basically a band shell, but it's got 525 seats, and they put in a professional stage and lighting over there.
Oh, my heavens.
And people can find out more information about that venue, including looking at pictures, at pinecrest-fl.gov. And it is available for rentals, and they have very reasonable rates for educational centers and schools and not-for-profits.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually there are plans to close it in so it'll be weatherized for year-round productions, but it's a fabulous venue for fall and winter events over there when the weather's nice.
Where exactly is that located?
And that's on 112th Street and Old Cutler.
Okay.
In South Miami-Dade County.
Okay.
So it's close to the Kendall area.
Mm-hmm.
And South Miami as well. Also, Roxy Performing Arts is another group that I've worked with a lot. The Roxy Theater is at 107th Avenue Southwest. It's actually 1645 South 107th Avenue. It's across from Florida International University, just south of the Tamiami Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And Roxy Performing Arts was a multiplex theater that's been converted into a multi-stage, multi-studio educational center. And they educate children aged 3 to 17 in dance and performing arts and acting.
Wow.
And they took one of the theaters, made a huge ballet studio. It's one of the best I've ever been in. And the other theaters are set up to where they can either present large stage productions or they can present film. They still have a capability with that, with projection systems.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be contacted at Roxy, that's R-O-X-Y, performingarts.com.
All right.
And then Area Stage Company, I don't have a direct contact with them. They're operating in the South Miami area. They're 57th Avenue Southwest and US 1. They're 250 seats. They also have educational programs that are ongoing.
Great.
And then we have Gable Stage at the Biltmore.
Oh, yes.
Joe Adler is running that.
They do wonderful, wonderful work. I haven't been there for a while.
About 200 seats. Excellent staging.
Mm-hmm.
But if everything goes as planned, they're going to be moving. The city of Carl Gables that owns the Biltmore Hotel has been trying to get them out of there for the last couple of years.
They've been there for at least 10 to 15 years, would you say?
Yes, exactly. And Joe's one of the most respected managing
directors
in the area.
Yes.
But here's what's going to happen. They finally got all the liens cleaned up on the Coconut Grove Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And there was money for the state and the county. There were matching grants that had been sitting in the bank since before the economy crashed.
Oh, so my heavens.
They were in interest-bearing accounts, so everything's fine. And Joe has Joe is going to be in charge of redoing the Coconut Grove Playhouse.
Oh, my heavens.
In Coconut Grove. And Gable Stage will be moving over there. And it's going to be a joint venture between the University of Miami, Florida International University, and Miami-Dade County.
Oh, my heavens.
With a lot of backing from the state of Florida.
Now, what's the capacity of that other theater where they're moving to?
Well, there's more. There was more than one stage over there, and it's going to be hard to say. The main stage is over 400 and 500.
Wow. Wow.
So, but they have smaller stages, and then they have dance studios and rehearsal stages. But it's going to be extensive renovation. It's going to take years, and hopefully they're going to be able to continue to operate from the Biltmore location until they move over there.
I was going to ask you that.
It's all definitely done. The governor has signed off on it. Miami-Dade Cultural Affairs has signed off on it. The Miami-Dade mayor signed off on it. It's going to happen.
So what are they going to do with that space? I guess the hotel wants the space for just for themselves, or it wasn't very big.
I really have no idea what the thoughts are on that, and I don't know anybody can answer that question.
But it was amazing. It was not a very big room, but the quality of shows that they presented were really top drawer.
Yeah, and then I can't go without mentioning also that Miami-Dade County made a huge investment down here in recent years. They built the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center on Southwest 211th Street by the Turnpike.
Okay.
And this is in Cutler Bay, Florida, near the Southland Mall. And they have a 960-seat main stage. I was part of the opening festivities for that.
Okay.
And it's first class, Kathy, all the way. They've got all the latest projection systems, moving sets, everything.
Okay, well, we're running out of time now, Doug. So we're going to have to add on whatever else you had to say till next week, because I have one more minute left.
That's fine, Kathy. We'll talk to you next week. And
thank you. Thank you for that wonderful information. Thank you, Doug LaRue.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you, dear. Okay, I want to thank all of our wonderful guests that were on tonight. David Mulemans, Valeria Cantori, Dick Capri. If you want information and more information on any of them, if you didn't get their websites, call me, 954-791-7555, 954-791-7555, Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions. Have a wonderful week, and we're going to tango ourselves out of here with good old singer, Louis Prima.
It is time to say buonasera, senorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. But the red do that to the pot, bona bani boat, but do the bottle boat, buonasera.
You've been listening to Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent Kathy Rollins. To find out more about Kathy and Standing Room Only Productions, go to KathySRO.com or call 954-791-7555. That's KathySRO.com. The curtain will rise again next Tuesday evening at 7.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.